I'm going to get on with the next part of the show, which is my tribute to New York. When I went down there, God, I took a lot of trains. I took the subway everywhere, and I got deliciously lost, let me tell you. I took the R train, the Q train, the B train, the C train, the F train. Yes, there is an F train. It's kind of funny. And the A train. So in honor of this, I thought I'd play some Duke Ellington, because he's from New York, and take the A train on Coral FM.
Take three.
Okay.
That was Take the A Train and Duke Ellington. So that was very cool. Yeah, this is my, this is my all New York show. Yeah, I got lost on the subway a couple times. And then the day before I was going to leave, I decided to brave it and go down to 42nd Street, right down to Times Square. And that was, well, that's a real trip. I mean, there's, you know, there's neon everywhere. There's stuffed animals, I don't know, Smurfs and Muppets and all kinds of things, Mickey Mouse and everything running around. And tourists were getting their pictures taken with them. And me, I was on West 44th Street going the wrong way. So I called upon my good friend Steve McGraw to help me guide me. He's like my subway hero. So even though I went the wrong way on West 44th Street, I ended up in front of Sardi's, which is one of the most famous restaurants because it has all these celebrity portraits of all the stars. So that was great. And then he told me to turn around the other direction because I wasn't that far from my destination, and that was the Algonquin Hotel, where Dorothy Parker and the Round Table used to meet with Robert Benchley and Alexander Wolcott, and all these pithy writers used to sit around in the early 1920s and just discuss everything that was going on. So I went in there, and Dorothy Parker was, you know, she was known for martinis. And I just thought, you know, I took some pictures. I told them what I was doing, and they said, "Yeah, yeah, go ahead." So I went into the actual place where they used to sit with the Round Table, and that was cool. And there's caricatures all over the place, which I thought was amazing. And the Algonquin's a beautiful hotel. Wow. Then I walked into the bar, and it was all lit for Christmas. It was all neon blue and just beautiful. And it was I think Bing Crosby, White Christmas was playing or something. So I sat myself down, and I didn't get a martini because I thought that was rather gauche. So I didn't want to do that. So I ordered a glass of wine. I believe it was sparkling, almost like champagne, which was apropos. And because this was such a beautiful little bar, they serve you with a nice bowl of bits and bites to go with your wine, which was great. And then I started talking to the waiter. I talked to the bartender, for a little while. I can't remember his name, but I do remember the waiter's name. His name was Shannon, and he got me some information on the Algonquin and the Round Table, which I thought was great. And even the napkins there have Robert Benchley quotes on them. So I thought that was one of the highlights of my trip, for sure. So I'm going to play some more New York, another New York artist that I love. And that's Fiona Apple. She was born in New York City. And this is Sleep to Dream on Coral FM.
I tell you how I feel, but you don't care. I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body, and this voice cannot be stopped. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the seas, twice down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side. And now you run like a fool, but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body, and this voice cannot be stopped. Don't make it a big deal, don't be so about you, plead me your case. Don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stopped by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around. I got my own hell to breathe. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't go around. I got my own hill to raise. Yeah.
Fiona Apple and Sleep to Dream from Tidal. If you're just doing anyway, formerly CKMS, and we've been around for a long time. We just turned 35, which is very cool. So I'm doing, as I mentioned before, I'm doing a whole show dedicated to New York. And one of the things that struck me the most were the streets. Oh my God. Most of you people that know me, you know, I don't walk very fast, but I got to tell you, I smarted up pretty quick. New Yorkers work, they move fast on the streets. And not only that, most of them are talking on their phones. And I heard the most amazing private conversations in public places, like for 5 days straight. So usually I'll walk down the street, you know, with my iPod, listening to my music. But for this, no way. I just wanted to listen to the street because it was fascinating. As I mentioned before, I went to Smalls Jazz Club, and also not far away from Smalls, Fat Cat is another jazz club, which is, they have pool tables and ping pong tables and live jam sessions and all kinds of stuff. And I was hanging around with my good friend John Tank, who's a saxophone maestro, tenor sax, soprano sax, also plays the flute, and he was sitting in on live sessions, so that was a lot of fun. And so he introduced me to these great clubs. And actually, John is playing the Jazz Room with a Dave Young band on Saturday, January 5th. So I'll be talking more about this because John's actually coming up to, he'll be here pretty soon. So he's going to be a guest on my show, maybe a co-host. We'll do a live performance, all kinds of stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then my pal, Steve McGraw, who used to run a club in the Village called McGraw's, where Forever Plaid, I think, made its debut, if I'm not mistaken. And he took me, he showed me the places like the Bitter End, where, you know, folk, like a lot of people got their start, like Bob Dylan and all kinds of people, because he's from New York. And so that was amazing. And we ate at a place called GMT, which used to be called the Village Corner, which is another one of the oldest bars in the Village. And then John and I, for food, we did Village Thai, which was great. It only has three tables. And we lucked out and got a table, and that was really great Thai food for a really great price. And then we went to this pizzeria. It wasn't Joe's, because that's the most famous one. We went to another one where Susan Sarandon goes, lots of famous, Willem Dafoe goes there, and we got this great pizza. Margarita pizza for like $2 or something, like $2.25 a slice. And it was awesome. And then the first night I got there, John took me to this falafel joint. We got a falafel for $1.25. So tasty food and a really great place, really great neighbor. I loved the hood. I was in the, I stayed in this place called Evangel, which was a very interesting B&B run by a guy named Addy Tarantino. And it had all kinds of, I had a, like a sort of a, it was two rooms and separated by French doors and my own stove and fridge and my own bathroom. And it was great. And I met lots of people there too. People from Beirut, people from Argentina. English wasn't their first language, so I had to call in some of my French and a little bit of my Spanish as well. Other places I ended up, McSorley's, which is one of the oldest pubs in New York. That was great. They serve beer, light beer, dark beer. That's it. And you get two beers. So I actually gave a beer to these two guys who were in the music business. I could just tell by the way they were talking. And that was really interesting because they thought I roofied the beer. I said, no, I'm from Canada and I don't really drink beer. So I gave it to these guys. And they said, you know, it's our lucky day and have a great trip, Miss Canada. So...
forgot the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song. It's just that I've been losing so cornerstones and count the time and quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failures. I had not forgotten them.
Nico in these days. Okay, there we go. And yeah, you're just tuning in. This is Coral FM, Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable and 100.3 in your analog dial. So now I'm just going to mess about and play a bunch of New York stuff until 6 o'clock. But before I do that, one place I did go was the MoMA. It was the Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art. And I saw the Andy Warhol exhibit, 60 years of Andy Warhol, and it was awesome. Everything, like, you know, well, they had Nico's screen test, they had Lou Reed. I don't know what Lou Reed was doing. I think he was doing a screen test too, something like that. And, of course, all Warhol's paintings and his contemporaries. And the most interesting thing I saw was a chainsaw that had the Chanel No. 5 branding on it, like the old black and white perfume bottle. I thought that was incredible. I also saw an exhibit on the manipulation of digital photography, which I found fascinating. And then I walked through the Rodin sculpture display, which was absolutely magnificent. And the MoMA is huge. You go there and you pay what you will. So I decided to give him $10 American because I thought it was well worth it. It was a great experience. So in honor of that, here's David Bowie and Andy Warhol on Coral FM.
It's more Hull, actually. Hull. It's Hull. As in Hulls. What? Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol. Like Hulk. Hulk.
Dress my friends up just for show, see them as they really are. Put the people in my brain, two new pens to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery, put you all inside my show. Andy Warhol looks a scream, hang him on my wall. Andy walking, Andy tired, Andy take a little snooze. Tie him up when he fast asleep, send him on a pleasant cruise. When you wake up on the sea, be sure to think of me and you. To think about things and to think about blue, what a jolly boring thing to do. Andy Warhol, let's just scream, hang him on my wall. Andy Warhol, silver screen, yeah.